Thank you, Madam Chair. Dear Sue,
Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, welcome and good morning. I'm very delighted to open the UN CFAC plenary. As we all know, UN CFAC plays a crucial role in advancing international trade and e-business, supporting emerging and transitioning economies in realizing their full potential. And if I may say, your efforts align perfectly with recent priorities of the UNECE Commission that focused on green and digital transformation and the circular economy. And it also fits well in a very forward-looking way with the new priority, climate action and resilient infrastructure for a sustainable future, that UNECE member states have just adopted on the 1st of July as the cross-cutting theme for the next Commission session in 2025. So you're obviously very much on top of the planning. The subsidiary architecture of UNECE is invited to contribute their expertise to the related Commission deliberations, and we very much look forward to hearing all of your expertise as part of the deliberations of the Commission. But now let's take a look at the more immediate activities. Earlier this week, we hosted the 42nd session of the UN CFAC Forum, where the global community of UN CFAC experts and UN member states engaged in discussions on topics of relevance to this plenary, including multimodal connectivity, blockchain and supply chain transparency, and cross-border logistics. On Tuesday, jointly with the International Chamber of Commerce, we launched a call to action for digital trade, which demonstrates the commitment by UNECE and other international and private organizations to drive the adoption of digital trade standards to support the achievements of an interoperable, digitalized global trade ecosystem. Building on the advancements in the UN CFAC project work discussed during the forum, this plenary will showcase key UN CFAC deliverables, adopt important decisions in line with the program of work, and set priorities for the years to come, including as part of the review of the UN CFAC structure, mandate, terms of reference, and procedures. Importantly, the plenary will hold the elections of a new chair of UN CFAC. This role is pivotal in guiding our efforts towards more efficient and transparent global trade practices. I would like to acknowledge the significant contributions of the outgoing chair, Ms. Sue Probert, whose expertise and dedications have been truly inspiring. I'm sure you will join me in thanking Sue for her passionate and knowledgeable leadership of all things CFAC over the years. As you are passing the baton, Sue, we all look forward to working with the new chair to carry on this important work. But if I may take, outside of my script, the moment to say thank you, Sue, for all your work. Diving deep into the discussions we had during the forum, the plenary will feature a series of high-level policy discussions. This morning, just after this opening and elections of the chair, we will engage in a high-level policy dialogue on climate-smart connectivity and digital trade and transport corridors. It will bring together policymakers, private sector representatives, and the international community to explore the potential of digital transition for regional and global connectivity. This topic is particularly relevant to the UNECE program countries. It will examine international, regional, and national initiatives, UNECE legal instruments, and UN CFAC standards to enhance trade and transport corridors and address the need to reduce carbon emissions. In the afternoon, we will host a technical dialogue on global solutions for digital, sustainable, and resilient value chains. This policy dialogue will discuss draft recommendation number 49, Transparency at Scale, which proposes solutions like digital product passports and verifiable credentials. The plenary will also feature review of the Bureau and regional rapporteurs' activities, updates from the team of specialists on ESG traceability of sustainable value change in the circular economy, as well as the UN Low-Code Advisory Group. Discussions on the ongoing and potential cooperation with international organizations, standard-setting bodies, and other UNECE bodies. Our cooperation with international partners is the cornerstone of our success. Together, we have developed innovative tools that empower the industry and enhance global trade efficiency, setting globally resonant standards through shared experience and consultations. There's a lot that you will work on in the coming days, so you have your plate full. Therefore, I would like to wish you well for your deliberations and thank you for your commitment. Back to you, Madam Chair.